This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Story here out of New Orleans from NBC News. Other men have accused the Louisiana woman linked to the death of a Super Bowl reporter from Kansas City of drugging and robbing them, and she should not have been on probation. When the Kansas City reporter was found dead last month, according to the state's top prosecutor, Danette Colbert, 48 years old, was convicted in October of computer fraud, theft, illegal transmission of monetary funds in connection with a November 2021 scheme that the victim said targeted his life savings.
7 to 10 years in prison.
David Butler said in court records and in an interview with NBC News that Colbert left him for dead after she drugged and robbed him of more than $80,000 in cryptocurrency in the French Quarter. He did not get drug tested. No charges linked to that drugging allegation were filed. But last fall, Colbert was sentenced to 5 years probation, ordered to pay Butler $50,000 in restitution.
Where do you think she got that $50,000?
Probably from her next victim.
Bingo.
Somebody else's Bitcoin account.
But the Louisiana Attorney General, Liz Morrell, said in a statement this week that Colbert was not eligible for probation when she was sentenced. In the statement, General Morrell noted that Colbert's status as a habitual offender, a classification that allows prosecutors in the state to pursue stiffer penalties based on the defendant's criminal history. And what were you saying, Sam? She should have gone to prison for what?
I believe the sentencing guidelines for the crimes of which she was convicted, 7 to 10 years.
And should not have been given probation because of her past criminal history.
Even with zero past criminal history, she could have been given 7 to 10 years. For whatever reason, the judge said, oh, you seem to do this all the time. Well, hey, we'll see you later. Have a good day.
The whole thing just makes me so crazy mad. You have to keep in mind, every time we hear about her prior victims, those are the ones that we know about.
That's true. There are so many others.
And I mean men who have died, Scott. How many other men in entertainment cities in the United States went to bed after they were drugged, they don't wake up, and it's not investigated as a homicide because they think, well, he was out at the bars, he had too much to drink, maybe, you know,
cheating on his wife.
Yeah, all that stuff. We're like, there are so many of those men who survived that weren't believed that you have to ask yourself how many men died. And it was accidental overdose.
I hate to keep mentioning it when this topic comes up, but is that rooted in the stigma that men can't be a victim in that situation?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is definitely rooted in that stigma.
Found dead in that hotel room, it wouldn't be, she, you know, just took some bad coke, you know? She should have known better.
Well, I mean, if you need to see an example, and I do believe she is a victim, look at how the story out of the Dominican Republic is being portrayed versus how a lot of these men victim stories are being portrayed out of Vegas and New Orleans.
Yep.
I mean, few people are denying that this young lady from the University of Pittsburgh down in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic, is likely the victim of a crime.
They have a person of interest that they are talking to.
And they've named him as of today. But I mean, you hear that story and you think, okay, you know, you immediately you go to that part of your mind that says she is a victim. She was taken advantage of. Something bad happened. Where if it's a dude, you know, well, he probably wanted it.
Would it have even made news if it was a dude spring breaker who went down there and disappeared?
Yes, an American spring breaker, period, going down there and disappearing would make news.
But if it was a guy, to Sam's point, we wouldn't go straight to he was taken advantage of.
You're right.
Likely assaulted.
You're right.
Maybe even sexually. We would say, oh, he probably had about 15 beers and walked into the ocean and never walked back out.
Do you remember that poor child, Scott, who, you have to help me remember, left on a, like, what was that? When we were in high school, it was Model UN. He was in Chicago.
Oh, I know.
In high school, on a Model UN high school conference. I'm almost positive it was Model UN. And he had red hair. Remember how red his hair was? Mm-hmm. He goes to that city and they've got him on surveillance, you know, that night. Like, he wasn't a big partier, like all of those things. He has never been found. And so there are a handful of these cases that did make the news over the years.
Jesse Ross.
Yep. God bless him.
From UMKC.
I knew it. I knew that was local. You have to wonder, now that you're starting to hear that there are rings of people that are doing these things. How many of these missing?
It was in Chicago.
Men, I knew it was in Chicago. How many of these missing people was it? Something like that, where the end result or the end game for the criminals really was robbery, where they didn't necessarily mean to murder somebody, but it ends up happening.
Jesse Ross was 19 years old. He was a sophomore.
God bless him.
At UMKC.
He went
missing after a Model UN conference in Chicago.
I remember the words.
Walking out of the hotel at 2:30 in the morning on November 21st. He has never been found. Man, how do you remember that stuff?
I don't know.
Wow. Quick break. She is Dana Wright. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks. Here on KMBZ.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.